go trying to be a hockey player.
But I am a hockey player, sir. Like you.
I don't play much hockey.
You're a hockey player, sir.
You know they just want you to bleed, right?
Well, I'm here to do whatever they need me to do. You know, if they need me to bleed, then I'll bleed for my team.
You're listening to The Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
You have my respect. Whatever that means to you, you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Good evening.
Give me some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the Reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live a thousand million lives.
My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus-produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. Glad to have everybody along tonight. Going to be a big show. Always fun, always exciting to be in studio. Certainly for tonight, should be a little bit different as we get set for a big, big night in terms of having a lot of fun on the program. Jenna, how's everything going? First time ever for you in studio.
Yeah, it's super exciting to be in here for once. I mean, I only got lost a couple times in the parking lots, but other than that, I'm super excited to be here.
This is only the third time I think we've done the show live together.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So a little bit different from what we're normally used to in terms of doing it, you know, remotely and over Zoom and all that. But good to see you again, Jen, in terms of having you in and getting you in and celebrating a birthday last week. We got some snacks in here for you. We got a show 500 that we're on tonight, which we're celebrating a little bit tonight. And we're doing something, I don't know, might be a little bit fun. You may have heard of it a little bit. It sounds something, I don't know, a little bit like this.
Hello, Canada and hockey fans in the United States. I'm here from Lyme.
If you're just tuning in, that is the sound of Survivor NHL playoffs that we hold here every spring. Well, as often as we can anyway, when we're not pandemically removed from the studio. But obviously bringing it back this year, now that we're back in the studio, glad to have everybody come back and be a part of that. Certainly, it's one of the more fun contests. Jenna has no idea what she's in sort of what to expect on this. So let's make it fun. Let's have some fun with this. Before we get into this, folks, I'm going to read out a little bit of the rules before we get in. So if you're calling now, hold off for a few seconds. We're going to, I know the phone's already ringing over there. Jenna's sort of staring at it already, but here's a couple of things you need to know before we get in here. Again, there's going to be prizes. We're going to give out prizes and stuff like that. The things you have to give Jenna when you answer the phone, because she's going to answer the phone. She's going to ask for a few things. You must give her your name first and last. Make it clear. Don't just mumble in the phone like this. You got to actually say your name and say it clearly. Your phone number and or your email. We would prefer both, but if you only want to give one, that's okay too. We prefer your phone call, your phone number. Obviously, we have to call you at some point for you to do the exit interview if you happen to get eliminated. Or we got to get in touch with you to come in as part of your celebration and your victory and all that kind of stuff. So that's important. Third, you have to be able to watch the playoffs, so that's kind of important. You might want to know a few things about the team that you select. And four, be ready to have some fun because there's going to be prizes handed out through this entire tournament, this entire setup, this entire crazy, crazy few weeks, few months of hockey. So with that, folks, I think we're ready. I think we're set. I think you can start calling if you want. Jenna, are you ready for phone calls?
I think so.
All right. If Jenna does accidentally hang up on you, don't fret. Just call back.
Getting used to the phone.
It's happened before. It will happen again, but not to worry too much about that. But the contest officially is open. Before we do that, though, because the one thing we always do in terms of getting that set up is we want to make sure that everybody is aware for what's happening. So with that, let's bring our good friend and colleague Jeff Probst back in for that.
Survivor's ready.
Go! And we are off. So you can call in. You can have some fun now with that. We'll get everything going. So Jenna is now on the phone as we get set, get ready, have some fun with who's picking what. Again, if you're calling in, select from numbers 1 to 16. They are randomly assigned. Jenna has no idea what numbers have been picked so far. She is going to participate this year. For the first time ever, we're going to have somebody from the show participate on there. Again, only because Jenna is going to be leaving soon. As you may have heard last week, she's taking a job elsewhere. And we'll be leaving the show, leaving the province to go follow her professional life, which, again, we're not going to say no to. It's a fantastic opportunity for her. So it's fantastic to see that set up and for her to get going. We're going to start with a couple of selections that way. So we'll see if we can get her. We're going to have her do the example as well. We're going to see what number she picks in a couple of seconds after she gets off the phone with this new person that's calling, and we'll make sure that we have a chat with them as well. But it looks like she's got most of the information down.
All right.
Looks like she's going to get things going for that. All right. I think we got everything sorted out. Rich, can you hear us? Oh, hang on. There we go. Rich, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Yeah,
right,
can you
on.
Hear me?
We can hear you. Nice to have you on. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to speak to you.
We're certainly going to have some fun with this, so feel free to select any number you like, 1 through 16, still on the board. You're welcome to choose whichever one you like, and we'll go from there to see which team you end up with.
Okay, I'm going to take number 4.
Number 4 is officially off the board. Jenna is going to reveal who that is. Jenna, who is team 4?
That is the second place Central team.
So there you go. So, Rich, you'll have whoever ends up in second place in the Central Division will be your team starting in the playoffs.
Sounds good.
I'm hoping it could be, I guess, one of Minnesota, or who else is up there? Nashville, maybe, but
yeah,
chance
well,
for
somebody we're familiar with is Jets fans.
Yeah, somebody that we should know fairly well, and I mean, hopefully, we'll get to see a few of those games in terms of seeing them on TV. But we'll have you set up for that, and we'll get you entered in terms of having that up. We'll post everything sort of online next week and make sure everybody knows who they got and who they're playing against, and everything will be good that way. So you're good to go.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks, Rich.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
So Rich has entered. Rich has got the second place team in the Central Division. We've got him all marked up and ready to go. And Jenna's now on the phone again. Got another team to pick there. She's got a pen that doesn't work here, apparently, in the studio here. So I'll have to grab another pen here in a second. But one way or another, we got one person entered, one person on Survivor Island already, as Rich has now entered into the contest.
Perfect.
Another person coming in right away here. Jenna is ready with another person.
Okay. There's two.
And who?
Oh, sorry. We have Derek Alexander here.
All right. Let's bring on Derek. How are you, Derek? Oh, Derek, are you there?
Two's gone.
Oh, maybe hung up by
accident. Maybe I hung up by accident.
Okay. Well, we'll get him to call back then. Derek can have to call back, unfortunately. But we'll get that done. Jen, you were going to pick one, though, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was. I'm going to go with, oh, goodness, number 8.
Jenna will pick 8. Who's under 8, Jenna?
8 is, oops, I moved it, second place Pacific.
There you go. You're going to be the second place team in the Pacific right now.
What a treat.
Could be anybody right now, but we'll see who's in there.
All right, I'm just writing this down here. Okay.
Good to go. Jenna's back on the phone here, so we'll let her get back to that. So again, a couple people already in. So how this works, again, we're not going to hand out any teams at this point.
Oh, it's Dave.
What's going to happen is we are going to let everybody pick. This is going to be the important part. We're going to let everybody pick as teams filter out over the next week, because again, there's still games left in the NHL, right up to the 29th of April, I believe. We'll figure out who's in what spot. But right now, as we know, the top 3 teams in each division will make the playoffs. Top 3 teams certainly make the playoffs. 1 and 1 from those divisions play the wild card team. So there's 2 wild card teams in there as well. So throughout the night, you'll hear first, second, or third place from each division. chosen, plus the wild cards, first wild card and second wild card, both in the Eastern and Western conferences. So that's what's going on there. I think Jenna's got another person there. Yeah. And then she's... Who's on the...
I believe we have Dave Westbury.
Dave, how are you?
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
I am all right. How are you, sir?
Oh, really good.
Good. Glad to have you on board here, Dave. What number would you like to select from our pool? Only numbers gone so far are 4 and 8.
4 and 8. How about, let's take number 5. That's the day I was born, the 5th of June.
All right.
So number 5 is the third place Central.
So third place in the Central Division, which, again, could be right now anybody, Minnesota, Nashville, along those lines. Certainly won't be Colorado, but those will be those will be the teams that we're looking at moving forward here, Dave. So a chance for you to possibly win, but a good pick nonetheless in terms of getting in there. Again, there's going to be a number of prizes going to be handed out as well throughout the course of the the contest here as well. So we'll keep an eye on things and make sure you get any prizes that you do win there. But happy to have you aboard here, Dave, for sure.
Awesome. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, for sure. Take it easy, Dave.
Okay, yeah. See you guys.
See
you,
Jenna.
Bye.
So there we go. Dave's entered now. Yeah.
Okay, we have Derek back on the line.
Okay, Derek is back. Let's bring him in. Derek, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Let's.
So sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. Sorry for hanging up on you there, but we'll figure that out. What number would you like to pick?
I'll go with number 11.
Number 11. Okay. Number 11 is the second wild card East.
Oh, that's going to be. Oh. bit of a pull there, but it could be. I mean, that could be, essentially be one of a pretty tough out if it, depending on who gets in there. Because I mean, we're talking about a team like Washington or a team like Tampa Bay right now being in the wild card spot in the East. So,
yeah, I'll keep my eye on them.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. We're glad we got you on board there in terms of getting that one done. But we'll keep you informed if there's any other prizes that are won this year for yourself as well there. So keep an eye on that, and we'll keep you informed for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
So he's done. There we go. So we got a few numbers off the board so far.
That was quick.
Are you feeling confident now, Jen, in terms of how this is working?
As long as I don't hang up on anyone else, we should be okay.
Again, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I do have an entry. I do have an entry through email.
Okay.
John, who people may recognize, John, who lives in D.C., who is a regular caller. John has selected team number 2.
Okay.
Apparently he's in some sort of vacation area right now where cell phone coverage is spotty at best, unquote. So, card holds what team there?
The second card is second place Atlantic.
Okay. Well, John gets the second place team in the Atlantic. Right now, it looks like it could be the New York Rangers, which... I know it will make him happy. He's a huge Islanders fan. So.
Oh, perfect. Well, that'll work out nicely.
Yeah, that's not going to work out well for John, I don't think. But, I mean, it might give him a chance to win, which is important considering the Islanders are going to miss the playoffs this year. So better than nothing, I would say, for sure. So
yeah, could be worse.
I got to get rid of this cough. I got this cough stuck in my throat here. Okay. Looking right now, we've got, again, just a total right now of 5 people off the board. I'm sure there's going to be more people calling in. If you haven't got in yet, if you're looking to get in and call, if you're listening, you're like, how do I do this? How can I be part of this? The number to get a hold of us here is 269-8636, I believe. 269-8636. So give us a call on that number and you can get in. You can get entered into play. You don't even have to know anything about hockey. All you have to do is be able to pick a number.
And watch some hockey games on TV, which...
I mean, it's nice if you want to do that. If you don't want to do that, that's also your prerogative, but we'll see if that works okay for you. But, I mean, at the same time, though, I mean, if you talk a little bit about your team, that's always helpful. It seems that Jenna's got another person ready to go there on her setup, so she gets everybody entered there, but... 5 people off the board, 2, 4, 5, 8, and 11 off the list so far. So always good to see people getting in, people calling, people having some fun, People having some chatter. I'm excited. Talking to Jenna. Jenna's having a nice conversation over there right now. So. Lots of good stuff, though, available in the Survivor contest. Again, the winner, whoever ends up being the Survivor through the four rounds of the playoffs, whoever ends up winning the Stanley Cup championship or whoever's team wins the Stanley Cup championship will end up with a Vegas Golden Knights reverse retro jersey. It's an authentic size 60 reverse retro jersey. So one of the red ones with the cross swords on the front, a bit of a unique jersey itself, but certainly one that... You're not going to miss if you're wearing it, that's for sure. So, eye-catching, that's for sure. Jenna's back in play. Jenna, who we got another person on the phone?
We have a very special guest.
Oh, great.
We have Teebs' dad on the line today.
Oh,
so, yeah, I will
family matter
here.
All right, bring him on. You there? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, I'm all right.
Well, congrats on the 500 show.
Oh,
and,
thanks.
Let's hope a lot more, eh?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been booted off the air yet, so somehow, some way, we're still kicking and screaming here, which is nice. So,
yeah.
We got a few numbers off the board, 2, 5, 8, 11, and 4. 2, 4, 5, 8, and 11 off the board so far. 11 numbers remain. Which number would you like, sir?
I always pick number 4, but I know that's gone. But I think I'm going to go maybe with number 5.
5 is off the board.
Oh, that 5
two,
is off.
2,
okay.
4, 5, 8, and 11 off the board.
Let's go number 9.
9 it is?
Yeah. Oh, that was a good pick. You got the... not the good pick. I read it wrong. I'm so sorry. First, you got the first wild card in the East.
But again,
well, that's all right.
It could be worse for sure.
Well, again, it could be. It right now looks like it's going to be Tampa Bay, which isn't a bad pick at all.
Yeah.
No.
So I mean, if you're arguing over, you know, getting in as a Tampa Bay fan or anything like that, I mean, this is exactly what you want. But I mean. There's a chance for them to do some real damage as the defending champs as well.
That's right. I don't mind that pick at all. As long as I didn't get Toronto, I'm happy.
That, you know what? There's probably going to be a lot of people that agree with that sentiment.
I think we've had a few people say that so far.
Yeah, that's going to be okay with that sentiment. So,
alrighty then. I'll let you guys go, and all the best.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So there's another number off the board. We've got 6 people on Survivor Island now. We'll have to see if anybody ends up. There's nobody that's picked anything from that 13 through 16
know.
Yet. So.
I'm second guessing myself here.
Are you? Really?
No, I like my pick, but I mean, it could be better.
Well, I mean, there's not many teams that are better, I guess, but I mean.
A couple.
I'm just taking a look right now. So if things were to end today, again, assuming that they would, but they won't. You'd have the Oilers.
Okay, that's a good one.
Who are 4 ish. Points up on the Kings. ish. 4 points up on the Kings right now, so with a game in hand.
Okay, yeah, again, could be worse.
I'm just taking a look right now as to... So if playoffs were to end today, again, we're just going to rip through this quickly. So Dave would have the St. Louis Blues, who are tied with the Wild right now. Actually, that's not a bad pick at all, because the Blues are playing really good hockey right now. They're 9-0-1 in their last 10.
That's not bad. That's a good pick.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick. I'm still dying with this cough. Jenna's got, as we said, the Oilers in terms of who she's picked. Rich, he's going to end up with, it's second in the Central is the Wild. Again, they're tied. Well, the Oilers in the Wild are ahead right now is because they played one less game than everybody else. They have 76 games played or whatever, but we'll see where they end up, because... that Wild and Blues battle is going to probably go right to the end of the season.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So it could be St. Louis or Minnesota for Rich, which could be good. And then it could be Minnesota or St. Louis for Dave. The only thing that's guaranteed right now is that Minnesota and St. Louis will play each other in the first round.
There you go.
So there we go. We already know one matchup. Jenny, like I said, you had the Oilers. John in the Atlantic, like I said, he's going to have the Rangers, although they're tied with the Hurricanes right now with 106 points.
Oh, wow.
So if you're John, you're either going to end up with Carolina or with the Rangers, which, again, I don't think you're going to complain too much, considering the Rangers have 50 wins on the season this year. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a really good pick.
And then first in the East, or first wild card in the East again is going to be, it looks like, right now it's Boston.
Oh.
Boston with 99 points. Lightning overtook them with last night or whatever. So, or over the last week anyway. And the second wild card in the East is Washington, but they're tied with Pittsburgh with 97 points. So it could be either Washington or Pittsburgh in that wild card spot, which is kind of crazy. So again, everything's up in the air right now. There's no teams have really been set other than outside of a handful of teams, but we'll see who everybody gets at the end of the day in terms of getting in and having some fun calling in. Again, if you're looking to get in on the Survivor contest, 204-269-8636, 204-269-UMFM, if you're going to spell it out with the letters on your phone. Easy to do. UMFM. But that'll get you in and we'll get you entered into the contest here for sure, because there's going to be a bunch of stuff on there, a bunch of chances to win prizes. People are going to go, well, what's available? What can I win? Again, we already made a promise that we're going to give away a jersey, which we said, but among the different challenges, so like Survivor, there's a bunch of different challenges that we offer up as well. Again, challenges are just challenges, because who knows if you're going to win them? Who knows what's going to happen if you don't win them? On Survivor, usually it ends up like, you know, they have the food challenge where they have all sorts of weird and wonderful food under, you know, that people pay money for. Here, you don't pay anything or whatever. But what we're going to do is we're going to offer it up. First shutout recorded in the playoffs will win a prize. First hat trick recorded in the playoffs will win a prize. First goaltender point, which people are going to go, well, how often does that happen? It happens often enough that we're making it a prize. The first team eliminated from the playoffs will get a prize, just because it sucks to be the first out. We'll make sure you don't go away empty-handed. So if you're first out, we'll make it worth your while. First team to advance from the second round to the third round, that will be included in terms of the prizing. So if you've made it to the second round and you have a chance to go to the third round, the first team to advance from round two to round three will get a prize. First team to score seven goals in one game, seven or more goals in one game, will win a prize. And the first upset of the playoffs, that's a lower ranked team beating a higher ranked team. So again, that's could happen any time. If all of the favorites advance, if any of these aren't won in the first round, we will legitimately carry them forward to the next round. So, right, give us 1 second.
We're gonna bring you one. Okay. Oh, and between 1 and 16, we'll tell you what numbers are gone. Okay, 1 second.
Jenna's got somebody on the phone here who's going through the.
Oops.
Jen?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hang on. Hello?
All right.
Hello.
We have another special guest. It's my mom.
All right.
So that's super exciting.
Okay, let's have some fun with this. We got a number of numbers that are off the board, so I'll read out the ones that are gone.
Okay.
2, 4, 5, 8, 9, and 11.
13.
Oh, that was a quick pick. All right, let's see.
Is 13 lucky number 13?
All right, so you picked the second wild card West.
So again, not a bad pick if we're looking at, again, the standings right now, because again, the second wild card in the West right now isn't going to be a super bad team. I mean, it's going to be one of, again, Predators are in there, Stars are in there. Who else? The Golden Knights are still in there. Stars are still in there. Canucks are still in there. So a couple of options there for in terms of different teams that are going to be in there that could end up being that team. But I mean, at the end of the day, somebody is going to get into that spot and a chance to play in the playoffs. So
all luck of the draw right now.
Exactly. It's all luck of the draw. So we'll see how that goes. But again, prizes are going to be available for the entire contest. So we'll keep you informed as to what you won and what you may win and everything like that for you.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye, Mom.
Bye. Well, there we go.
That was so fun.
Another entry into the pool, which is always good.
Yeah. Rearrange my cards here.
So again, we got 9 left. If you're looking at, if you're waiting on getting in, if you're kind of going, oh, I should, you know, I'm going to hedge my bets and try and get one of the top teams have not been selected from any division yet.
I know. I was hoping I'd get that one or my mom would, but.
Top teams have not been selected from any division yet. So if you're hedging your bets right now, you have a 4 in 9 chance of getting a first place team in one of the divisions. So if you're going to call 204-269-8636, 204-269-8636. It's 204-269-UMFM. But I mean, looking at the standings right now, I mean, there's a there's what, five games left for most of the teams in the NHL. There's a handful that have played that have, you know, have six games left. There's a handful that have four left, but five games for the most for most of the teams that are left. That Central Division right now, Predators 93, Stars with 91. Like, the, one of those two teams is going to end up probably in there. But then you look at the other side and you go, okay, Oilers have 96, Kings have 92, Golden Knights have 89, Canucks have 87. There is still a chance that there could be a number of teams that bounce around there as well. So,
yeah, when nothing it comes settled. Down to it, it's when it's that close, it's you right. never know.
Nothing settled, which is, again, why we're doing it by division instead of by team name, because, again, we have no idea who's going to make it at this point either. So it's always fun to see that kind of stuff, though. In the East, though, the East is pretty much set. All eight teams that that can make the playoffs are in already.
Wow, that's easy enough then.
Yeah, it's just a matter of where they end up at that point. So, for those asking, Toronto's still also on the board. Toronto is still hanging out, still waiting for somebody to select them.
Someone's got to want them.
You kind of look at it and you go, oh, no, well, Toronto may not be on the board. I shouldn't say that, because Toronto right now would be, if they were assigned, Toronto would be second in the Atlantic. That would be John's team. I was looking at second at Metro, not second at John. Second in Atlantic is John's team. The second place Metro is still available.
Yeah.
So that would be the Rangers or Carolina Hurricanes. So I was looking at the wrong division there in terms of talking about John. So chance to still get in there and chance to win, but Toronto Maple Leafs are officially John's team. He's going to be furious about that.
Yeah, didn't he say he didn't want them?
John makes it very clear he is not a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. So yeah.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, that's not good for John, but he's got a chance, though. Got a chance to do something special this year. Looking at sort of some of the bigger issues right now, I mean, again, you kind of look at some of these teams and you go, I don't know if if it's really a good thing. Like, you look at that Atlantic division, you look at Florida, Toronto, Lightning, and Bruins. If the Bruins earn 1 point in any of their next, you know, six games, they have 100. There's four teams from one division that have over, that'll have 100 points or more going into the playoffs.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, that's a tough division. Again, Metropolitan's getting close as well. Penguins and Capitals both have 97 points, so could be another one there. But that Panthers team at 116 points right now. They're tied with the Avalanche for first place in the NHL.
Wow. That seems weird to me. I don't know.
Could be a 96 final all over. In Colorado and Florida would be a repeat from the 1996 final when Colorado beat them in four straight. So
that would be a good series.
That would be a very fast, very crazy series for sure. I mean, we shouldn't count on other teams. So Calgary's still first in their division. They haven't been picked yet. They're the only team from the Pacific Division that's claimed a playoff spot so far. So
there you have it.
Well, there's a little bit of fun for the Calgary Flames fans out there. And then over in the, like I said, Central, Avalanche, Wild, and Blues are all in, waiting on one of the Predators or Stars to make maybe a leap forward. But they gotta try and nail down something there, because Golden Knights and Canucks are still in the hunt there for sure. So we'll see how that ends up. But I'm excited. It's good so far. We've got about 30 minutes remaining here in the show, and there's still, what, seven left? Eight left? Nine left? Nine spots
nine.
Left.
That was fast counting. They're right in front of me, and I was like, speedy guy over there.
I'm like, there's something like that left. There's some number like that left. I'm close to that. I know that for certain. But yeah, looking at everything that's going on there, there's going to be a good chance to have some fun with that. Again, we'll keep everybody informed, again, of those challenge prizes, because those challenge prizes are certainly going to be fun to hand out as well. And what happens is, again, we will hand them out. You get a choice of what you want. There's some hockey books in there. I think I got a copy of Cujo's book in there. There's a couple other fun books, like the little book of like hockey numbers, talks all about the hockey sweater numbers that people wear, and little book of goalies, all about goalies. There's a couple t-shirts in there. There's some Tim Hortons gift cards in there. So if you get a phone call from us that says, hey, you won a prize, give us a call back. It's first come, first serve in terms of those prizes. So
yeah, there's a good selection. So
right. And I mean, they're all available. So even if you don't go all the way, you might still win something and end up with something good, which is kind of cool. So always a good idea to take the phone call from the hockey show, even though most people don't like our phone calls. Why are those guys calling us? What are they
not
doing? What are they doing calling me? Looking at some of the other stuff that went on this past week, I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on stuff, Jenna, as we go through and talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's on here, but Released today.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Released today, the Arizona Coyotes finally put up the seating arrangement they're going to have at the new ASU arena. I don't understand how everybody is going to... Whatever. There, for people that don't understand this, this is where we're going to have some fun with this, because there are 13 rows of seats in this arena. Not 13 rows in the lower bowl, 13 rows total.
Yeah. I just am not sure how that's going to work.
The first row, known as row A, glass seats. If you want to go to those games, again, a 41 game season for those that are asking, at glass seat row A level, will set you back $14,350.
Yikes.
$14,000 to watch the Coyotes from the front row. Yeah. I don't know about that. Per game, it's $350. That's what it works out to. That's an expensive chunk of money right there.
I mean, in that arena, I might as well buy the cheap ones. And I mean, even the cheap ones are more than they should be.
Well, again, there's a guy that was commenting on it today, a guy in social media commented and said, I could buy the Center Ice Club, which is the next row, row B, right behind the guy sitting glass, and pay half the price.
Yeah.
Like this, the next row back is essentially $9,800.
That blows my mind. I mean, even the 13th row, you're still pretty close, so I don't know.
I mean, again, I'm just shocked at I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, I don't understand how they think people are going to pay this kind of, and there are people on there going, oh, I'm from Arizona, so it seems like a great deal. And I'm going, are you insane? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm super curious to see how that plays out, and I can't wait to see it on TV. And
So here's the weird thing, though, is that they're going to charge you more money to watch them play defense twice than they are to watch them play offense twice.
Well, probably because they don't score too many goals.
They spend most of the time in their own zone. Action. I get that. But at the end of the day, if you're sitting in one of the rows in sections 105 through 108, which is the corners to like corner to corner, basically, in the offensive zone, that will only set you back for a full season, $4,700.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I'd sit behind the net for $4,700 for four. That's basically $100 a game.
Yeah.
Again, I wouldn't spend $100 to go watch the Coyotes play. But
yeah, maybe any other team.
But, right. I mean, it's not a bad deal if you're talking about teams that have a chance at making the playoffs. I don't understand, though. Like, there's a chance to legitimately do something great here, and it doesn't seem like they... I don't know. There's one section, okay? One section is called Center Ice Premium. It's the only section that's right behind the penalty box, and it's worth $7,175 a season. It's right behind the penalty. You're 13 rows behind the penalty box. You can legitimately see anything that's going on in the penalty box, no matter where you sit there.
Yeah.
And you're going to charge me $175 a game to sit there?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm so curious about this.
I
can't say, like, if I went on a trip, you know, to Arizona that I'd be making my way over to a game at that point, so.
But, like, even the differences in the game prices, though, I mean, where you're talking about it, is that, again, if you're just going to walk up and buy a ticket, like, a per game ticket to the cheapest seats that they're going to offer, which is called the Den, which, again, doesn't really seem like it's a great name or a great seating location, but again, you're at worst you're 13 seats away from all the action. The Den will set you back $110 a ticket to watch the Coyotes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, no. I could go down to Tucson and watch it for $15 if you want. They're the Roadrunners are the same team. They're still an AHL team.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I mean, at that point. What was that other person on social media saying? Oh, about the StubHub.
Yeah.
Might as well at that point.
I mean, again, this guy's not wrong. He said it. Might as well just wait for them to go up at $10 or $15 a ticket on StubHub. So, I don't know.
That's what I was paying when Edmonton.
So in reference, here's the comparison to the current season, okay? Now, again, this is just where people are going to go, okay, like, whatever. Like, what does it mean in terms of the difference? Like, you aren't really giving me anything to compare to. Glass seats row A at Gila River Arena cost $12,456. Okay, they cost $12,500 to sit glass seats in Gila River Arena, a real hockey arena, and they're going to charge, again, for those that missed the original cost, $14,350 in ASU's arena. No! I don't know. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And I know we've said that how many times about this, like, especially today, but they got to go somewhere that's not there. Anywhere.
I don't understand. It's going to cost people nearly double for walk-up than what it did this season. And I get they're playing in a season or in an arena that's one third to one quarter the size of their current arena. But you can't just keep nickel and diming teams for a bad team every time. If they kept the prices the same, at least you could justify that, okay, well, it's the same price, like, no big deal. It's just going to be less people at the game. But every single price went up.
Yeah, and I think a lot of going to watch the games live is, like, the experience part of it, you know? It's different going into, like, a big building, and there's just a different atmosphere. I don't know if that's going to be there with, 3,000 people
right?
in the stands.
Like, that's it. I don't know. I don't understand how anybody can look at this and go, and especially when you consider that, again, if you buy the row A or the center ice club, the two highest mat, you get club access and food and beverage. So I don't know what that includes. It doesn't have any explanation with that in terms of any information on here. But I'm assuming that means they'll probably have some sort of food and beverage brought to you, or you'll get the access to that special club, whatever that is, in terms of having, member access, whatever. It's no different than anywhere else in terms of the NHL, in that all they're doing is just jacking up prices again for a product that, again, I don't find, and this goes for Winnipeg as well. I'm not saying the Jets are out of their mind by doing this, but certainly they're out of their market right now. I don't know if there's any sport that doesn't relate to its fan base less with ticket prices than hockey does right now.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, you can't tell me that going to see a Maple Leafs game at $500 a ticket is well worth the value.
No.
I get the Maple Leafs are a great team.
Yeah.
But $500 to go to ACC to watch a Leafs play? Come on.
I can't say I would spend that, if it was like, there has to be some more added to that.
Like Jets tickets are still at the low end, are still like $150, and you're going, yeah, I'm going to sit in the nosebleeds and see guys that are, from a mile away. For $150, I can watch on TV for less, for $10 and for my cable package and
That was, I know, before McDavid was in Edmonton and they were not quite the same team. I was going to games for $11. Like, my beer costs more than my tickets.
Right?
Whereas now, like, the cheapest one you're gonna find is like $150, like you said, and that's crazy to me.
Speaking of that, speaking of beer costs. No, seriously, Gold Eyes, for those that don't know, Winnipeg Gold Eyes, who are playing, baseball in Winnipeg, they have decided to change everything at their ballpark and make it Manitoba-made beer only at Shaw Park this year.
That's cool.
In order to help local businesses. My question is, why can't the Jets do that?
Yeah.
Because honestly, don't get me wrong, I'm not raining on Anheuser-Busch by any means, but they're not even local.
Yeah. That's true, hey?
Like, Gold Eyes are going hard to really sort of help everybody out and get everybody sort of back into the swing of things in terms of these beer companies, and Jets can't do that for
some
reason.
The only thing I'm thinking is how we always say hockey is just a business, and it's probably cheaper to do things the way they're doing, and there it is, and I mean,
there's the answer,
whatever, again. But you would think more, like, they would do something more for local vendors and stuff, but...
Apparently not.
Here we are.
Apparently not. There we go. Survivor's still running. We have 9 spots remaining. And again, there's probably going to be a few people who I know that are going to try and get in late here. But 9 spots remaining. If you want to get in, 204-269-8636, 204-269-UMFM. Lots to do. Lots to select still. Lots of good teams still available on the board. And legitimately, and I'll say this as nice as I can, you don't have to know anything about hockey. You do not have to know anything about the hockey team you select. You just need to know how to pick a number.
Yeah, we got a few good ones here. I'm just... Now that I've picked mine, I can look at what they are.
now that you know that you can't trade your team up?
Yeah, I know. I wish I could. I cheat my way through this, but nope, we're good.
There's a few people that I know that are out there that said they're going to call in. So we'll see if they get on board with this. But nice to see that a few people got in, though, in terms of some new people that I didn't expect to call in. Dave, for one of them, is one of those guys that called in. I didn't expect him to call in. And Dave's a good guy. Dave is, for those that don't know, Dave is the equipment manager out in Saskatchewan for the Saskatchewan Huskies.
Oh, yes, that would make sense, the different area code I had there. Yeah.
So Dave, again, hearing that Dave was getting in on the contest, you know, he good for him in terms of getting in there. So I'm happy to see Dave get in there. And then having your mom get in as well.
I know, that was nice. A nice little surprise.
It's always a good sign as well, and hopefully we can get a prize for her if her team does well, and if they are eliminated, then so be it. But we'll get them again. First out gets a prize, right?
Yeah, so there you go.
First like out that. Gets a prize.
Even if you lose, you win. That's so nice.
That's one of those things again where I was, because people are always like, "Oh man, it sucks if you're eliminated like four straight in the first round, right?" Well, yeah. No, it doesn't. Now you actually get something if you're out four straight in the first round. So
yeah.
The worst part of hockey is four straight in the first round. So. So just waiting on a few people to come in. Come on, people. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the phones ringing here. 204-269-8636 if you want to get in. Again, it's an easy contest to play. Super easy. Nice and easy to chat. I know we were talking before a little bit about it as well. Amanda Kessel joining the Penguins for a one-year fellowship that'll let her get into NHL management. I think that's a huge opportunity, one, for her, because, again, she's Amanda Kessel. But two, just because, again, another woman in hockey management, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I think today I just saw that. But that's an incredible opportunity for her, obviously. And I, like you said, it's Pittsburgh. Oh. Great organization to get on into. But it'll get her where she needs to be or wants to be. And I think we need to see more of that. Because if it's just a fellowship, you'd think more teams would do stuff like that.
Well, you would think that, again, not saying that NHL teams have money to burn, but I mean, it seems like that's the way to go now, is to offer that kind of stuff. But I guess more teams aren't doing that yet. But be nice to see a few more teams jump ahead and maybe do something like that. So,
yeah, I'm hoping we'll see a few more of those just popping up here and there now.
Oh, we got somebody that's responding via message here. So, stuck in class.
Oh no, that sucks.
Oh, they're gonna make a pick though. So okay. give me a second. So
sure.
This will be Sydney Benko from Mount Royal. Said she wants to get in, so.
All right.
Be a good chance to talk to her if she was on the phone, but she's going to avoid us tonight.
I guess class is important, too.
We're going to bring her on at some point, though.
That
she will
nice.
Talk to us. This summer is going to be a summer of interviews again. So for those that are asking, again, we don't go off the air during the summer or anything like that. It's not like we take the summer off. There's going to be a pile of interviews done. I'm already setting up some of them with some former players and former NHL players, some Manitobans that made it big. A few of those that I'm talking to right now, trying to get things organized. Some obviously players from Canada West that we'll talk to as well and see if that goes well. So get that done, and then we'll obviously gonna have to bring on Jason a few more times. He's always got some good thoughts on stuff that's going on in the news as well. So. Do want to shout out to Jason, who's probably not listening tonight because he's celebrating an anniversary tonight. So,
no way.
So him and his partner having an anniversary tonight, which is always good to see. So congratulations to both of them as they celebrate that tonight. So always nice to pass on those wishes as well to a good guy like Jason. So he said he wanted to be here tonight, but
I know. I thought he was coming. I was a little bit disappointed.
I kind of said that, you know, it sounds like the anniversary might be a wee bit more important, and he kind of agreed.
I guess that's allowed.
He kind of agreed on that, so. Again, I have no problem. If you got real life going on, real life is a little bit more important than this. I get that, but if you want to get in on Survivor, it's not.
Yeah,
so.
What the heck, Jason?
We might have to ask Jason if he wants to get in on this. If he doesn't jump into on the phone, and if he's not jumping around on and selecting teams, we'll figure out here. So, but nice to see Matty Kessel get in there. I was just reading a little bit about the setup for here in terms of what's happening. Sydney is now in. She is selecting number 7. Number 7 for Sydney.
Which one? I can't remember now. Okay, so Sydney has the third place Atlantic.
So if things were to work out the way it does, the way it is right now, Sydney would have the Lightning to her name. Lightning are 8 points behind the Maple Leafs, but a point ahead of Boston. So it looks like she'll end up in one of either Boston or Tampa Bay moving forward.
Not terrible.
Again, you can't go wrong when two teams have 100 points. So, I mean, it's not like you're getting a bad team by any means. So Sydney's in. It's always nice to see. Just responding to her message quickly. I was just reading the information right here about Kessel again in terms of some of the stuff that's gone on. You really look at again, the changes, the stuff that's happening in hockey, obviously, you know, a lot more women, a lot more, you know, people of color getting into different jobs and stuff like that or whatever. Seeing Kessel sort of, who has been around hockey forever and has done a lot of management work in terms of her schooling, in terms of, you know, what she took at the University of Minnesota when she was there. I really don't see why she wouldn't be incorporated at some point into more of a bigger role with the Penguins, especially with the experience that they have with the Kessel family. Obviously, Phil played there, and now Amanda's now working there. She's going to be rotating through the production, hockey operations, marketing, and partnership departments during her time while with the Penguins. So it sounds like she's going to sort of get that wide-ranging scope of experience that she's going to need, but huge in terms of hearing some of that stuff. Gary Bettman, who told the Associated Press on Wednesday, quote, "I think it's wonderful," went on to a long, long, long comment about how inclusive environments and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, the fact that, you know, Bettman has sort of come out and said that, you know, hey, we approve of this as well is, I mean, it's good for the NHL just in terms of a PR thing. But I think the fact that it's actually happening at a very ground floor level for a lot of teams now where they're bringing in women, again, I think it's only going to make teams stronger. It's not the same old boys club anymore. You're bringing in new ideas and new people to really do some good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I keep saying this, but it's super exciting just to have those females in those roles, and it gives younger girls something to look up to also. You know, it's hard to get into that into the hockey world, especially the NHL, like
right,
job wise if you're a female, and clearly that's starting to change a little bit, so that's super exciting to see.
And I mean, she's 30, so it's not like she's done playing hockey by any means. I mean, she can still go back and, you know,
yeah,
play hockey for Team USA and do all that kind of stuff. She spoke to Cammy Granato, who again has a job with Seattle Kraken, and before moving to Vancouver in terms of joining the Canucks as an assistant general manager. And Granato basically told her, quote, "Be yourself."
I love that, though.
Which is awesome. Yeah, that's best amazing advice you could hear, right? So, I mean, that's fantastic. So Kessel's super excited. She said she really wants to. She's really excited about joining the organization. It's got a drive to win. Obviously, Penguins set to make their 16th consecutive playoff appearance this spring, which is the longest streak in North American professional sports. So, always obviously good to see that. But I mean, just getting a player and certainly a person of Kessel's knowledge and experience is going to be huge for the Penguins going down the road as well. So,
yeah, I agree, and it's nice that they're kind of rotating her through a little bit of everything, just give her an opportunity to see how everything works on different ends and put it all together for the future, which is ideal.
Penguin CEO David Morehouse joked that they've had pretty good luck signing Kessels before. So, as we know, Kessel won a pair of Stanley Cups with the Penguins. So, I'd say it's worked out okay for the Penguins in terms of getting a few Kessel players in there, which is good. So, not too bad at all for that setup. But again, I'm just happy to see a player of Amanda's skill and knowledge get in there and do something great, because I mean, we've seen some of the other players, again, Bridget Laquette working for the Blackhawks in terms of getting in there. Obviously, some of the players that are some of the people, Cammy Granato, like we said, hired by Seattle and moved on to Vancouver. Really good to see some of these good hockey players getting jobs now in the business. So, oh, she's excited. Sydney's excited. happy to have Tampa right now anyway. So good for her in terms of getting in there. So Sydney's in there. We still got 8 spots left, folks. So if we don't fill them, I'm going to start reaching out to people and we'll bring in all sorts of people that we know.
Yeah, I'm just going to start calling people right away.
And again, we'll stick around. I know Skippy's coming on in about 10 minutes time. We'll stick around. We'll answer the call. So if you're waiting to call, you're waiting to get in, and you're like, oh, I should wait till the last minute or anything like that, we'll make sure that you get in on that. So I'll make sure that you don't miss out by any means. We're going to stick around until all the spots are filled, which will be good. See if I got, I know somebody else that is waiting on his response. Apparently he's thinking.
There's something going on.
Yep.
There you go.
Other news coming out of Europe. Jokerit has announced they're going to return to the SM Liga after they finished their run in the KHL. They're not going back, as we know. So they're going to apply for 2023-2024 season status in the SM Liga, which is the highest level in Finland to play hockey. Jokerit used to play there before joining the KHL as well, it should be noted. But they will not play next season while they await approval to join the SM Liga. So all the professional players will have a chance to go elsewhere and maybe return if they want. So we'll see what happens. But it's nice to see that they have a spot, or they may have a spot in terms of getting back in there. They released a big statement basically about how everything changed and how things are sort of going to happen. Jokerit played in the KHL for 8 seasons. At the end of February, club announced a decision to stop due to Russia's war against Ukraine. During the following weeks, Jokerit, under the leadership of owner Yari Kurri, completed its final exit from the KHL, terminated cooperation with the club's co-owner and official key partner, who is, I got a long Finnish name. Kurri also left his position on the KHL board of directors. During our time in the KHL, we systematically worked to further develop Finnish ice hockey, which they have. There's been some very good players that have come through there. Jokerit is now 100% owned by Yari Kurri. So Kurri, who basically bought out his partner, will now look after all future ownership issues that come up. In future, the company's ownership will be built on a genuine, transparently responsible, and sustainable foundation. So they're pledging to do that. Mm-hmm. They will also continue, though, next season to ensure that Jokerit's junior teams get full funding and have all the support they need in order to continue participating, in Finnish hockey leagues. So Jokerit's doubling down on their setup in terms of making sure that Finnish hockey stays strong.
I love that, though. I mean, it's got to happen at some point. Just bear down and, make your own rules and boundaries, and that's awesome to see.
Yeah, good on Jokerit for making that decision and coming up with a hard decision as well, because it would have been easy just to say, oh, we're good, we can stay where we are. But showing a little bit of moral backbone on that. And then other news out of Europe is that Carla McLeod, who's head coach of the Calgary Dinos, is now going to be coaching the Czechia women's national team.
That's awesome.
I didn't see this coming at all. I had no idea this was even an option, that she was going out to do this. But Carla McLeod took the opportunity. She jumped in, and she'll be able to lead the Czechia team now coming up in terms of going to the Women's World Championships and stuff like that. So I'm excited to see how she does with the Czechia team. I know that we saw how good they were with Klára Peslarová and Nett at the last Women's Championship. So maybe there could be a chance for a few more upsets, a few more surprises from the Czechia team with Carla McLeod at the helm now. But the program's ranked 7th in the world after the Olympic Games, and they bowed out in the quarterfinals, as we know. But she's going to be the first woman to lead the squad in team history.
Oh, really? I didn't know that little fact.
Yeah, like that. I was shocked at that. I thought there would have been somebody else in there, but she'll be the first woman to coach the team. So,
well, that's big. That's awesome.
Yeah, huge. I mean, I don't know if it's going to lead to more Czech players. I know that, again, we can talk about the two Czech players that played in Regina for a while, and Maskova and Juskova, but maybe there's a chance that we'll see more Czech players now playing in Canada West, with her still having that opportunity at the University of Calgary as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say that could be good for Canada West and the Dinos, and get a couple girls over here playing.
Yeah, see a few more international players coming here. They already have Ella Thomas playing for Thomas. Is that right? Hang on.
Ella Howard?
Howard. Ella Thomas. Where did I get that name from? Ella Howard, playing for the Dinos in terms of the goaltender who plays for Great Britain. Glad that you got the name right.
I was a little somehow, bit surprised.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Normally it's roles reversed.
Like, I had the name for a second and then somehow got Thomas in there. But either way, glad to see that happen in terms of getting in there as well. So we'll see if that that makes a difference.
Oh, I have a call.
Oh. Jen is going to the phones. 5 minutes remaining. 204-269-8636.
Perfect. Your name? Matt Campbell? Okay. Write in your phone number.
Uh-oh. I think okay. Jen's got a good... Good setup here for a guy that I may know fairly well.
Perfect. And then your email.
Be at least one more caller coming. As somebody just said they're going to be calling in from my connection here, so.
Perfect.
See, Jenna's just about ready to go here.
Okay. All right, we will get you through right now here.
Ready to go, Jen?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
All right, we have Matthew Campbell on the phone.
Matt, how are you?
Good, how's it going?
It's all right. So you're going to get in on the contest here. Do you want the numbers that have been picked or the ones that haven't been picked?
Give me the ones that haven't been picked yet.
Haven't been picked include 1, 3, 6, 10, 14, 15, 16, and 12.
Let's go with lucky number 10.
10 it is.
That was a good pick. So that's the first place Central team.
So it's guaranteed, Matt, that you'll have the Colorado Avalanche for the playoffs this season.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Considering nobody can catch them, you're ready to roll in terms of having the Avalanche. So congratulations on picking them, and certainly we'll keep you in touch as the contest goes on. Make sure that you get prizes if you happen to win any, and certainly for the grand prize winner, we'll make sure you get that jersey for sure.
Excellent.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk soon then, Matt. Have a good one.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. Bye. So there we go. We got that that's solved in terms of one more coming in. Jen's on the phone again here. So again, people waiting until the last few minutes here. 347. We'll make sure that this is done for them.
Phone number or email, sorry.
Looks like she's almost done over there, and then we literally have 2 minutes remaining, so we'll get out of here right away in terms of this last call. Again, if you haven't gone in and you want to still get in and call, you're more than welcome to. Again, 100%. We get somebody on the. We'll have somebody watching the phones while we go off the air here. So Jenna's back now. Jen, you ready?
Yes, I believe so. All right, we have Tyler on the phone.
All right, Tyler, how are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm all right. I understand you want to play. So do you want the numbers that haven't been picked or the ones that have been picked?
Give me the numbers that haven't been picked yet.
Haven't?
Yeah.
1, 3, 6, 12, 14, 15, 16.
Okay. Well, I went with 3 last year or the year before.
Yeah.
Let's go 16 this time.
16 it is.
Okay. That is third place Metropolitan.
So right now it's either going to be Washington or Pittsburgh for that.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So you're in, Tyler. We'll keep you in touch as to prizes that'll happen throughout the course of the contest as well. So congratulations on getting in. We'll talk soon probably.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay. Not a problem. Talk soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So there we go. So Tyler's last in. Any more calls over there? No?
Not
good for
yet.
Now? Okay. So for now, folks, we're going to sign off, but don't hesitate. You can still call in. We'll get your calls as soon as we're off the air. We've got to get ready for Skippy coming in here next here on 101.5 UMFM. Stay tuned for that. Jenna, I don't know if you're going to be here next week. So if you're not, we'll talk. We'll probably end up calling you if you're not here, just to have a chat,
yes,
see how things are going, see if things are settled, and make sure you're doing okay in your new location. But we'll certainly keep in contact with you as well. But one way or the other, I hope this isn't the last show you do because we have so much fun together.
No, I hope it's not either. So
we got to get out of here right away. So I'm going to get this out of here. Folks, if you're looking to get in again, 204-269-8636, you can still call in 204-269-UMFM if you're still getting in. We will have people on the phone for the next little bit if you want to get in and do that. With that, folks, we are out of here for another week here on The Hockey Show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for playing in Survivor. Again, 6 spots remain if you want to call in and get that. Otherwise, we will fill them off the air here as we go to the free range show with Skippy here. So call in whenever you can. Get that done. We'll talk next week. Jenna, all the best if we don't see you next week.
Thank you.
And we'll sign off here. Anything you want to say before you go? Because this might be your last time.
Stop. Don't. I'm going to get sad again. no, just thanks for letting me do this with you. And thanks to everyone for listening.
It's all fun.
It's super fun.
All right, we are out of here, folks. Stay tuned for Free Range Radio with Skippy coming up next here on 101.5 UMFM.
So many paced a million times. Drown out the voices in the air, leaving the ones that never cared. Picking the pieces up and building to the sky. My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining?
In the time I've worked here, I've taken great pains to see as little of this building as possible. Turns out the third floor is silent, empty, and completely free of work.
Broadcasting live from the third floor of University Center at the University of Manitoba, this is 101.5 CJUM FM in Winnipeg.